Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a lot to talk about today. Kaiser Permanente workers are striking. We got this emergency broadcast alert that's going to be coming on. We will be live on air when that happens. So for those of you that are missing it on your own cell phones or TVs or whatever, we'll play it on the show. Although I can't recreate it. You get fined if you recreate it. So all we could do is while we're live, play it. Yeah, my nose is still running. I don't know what the hell I have, but yeah, my nose is still running. But we have to open talking about what happened yesterday, which was historic. Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, was voted out to vacate immediately. This came in one fell swoop after negotiations to keep the government open. And I don't know how people feel. Well, I know how some people feel about it, but it's historic in that I don't believe it's happened in the past where somebody with such a short term comes in without having violated the law, you know, done criminal acts. This was Representative Matt Gaetz, as well as all the Democrats in the House and seven other Republicans, not liking McCarthy's job. And in a drop of a hat, get him out. And so it starts the precedence. Some people think it's a dangerous precedence. Some people say it's about time. Somebody isn't doing the job, you get them out. But it definitely kind of shakes us up. Because what that means is no job is safe. Now, we've seen very, very powerful people fall. And we've seen things happen that we haven't expected. I mean, look at what's happening with Trump. I mean, it's just again and again and again, they keep going after him. Yet you have Biden, who is struggling. And people say, no. Well, people don't want to replace him or ask him to leave because then Kamala Harris, I guess, is president. So it's fascinating to me how it looks like government gets nothing done. And then all of a sudden this happens lickety split. So it tells us, one, the government can get stuff done if they want to. I have never seen Congress act so fast. All of a sudden yesterday, whoa, there's a vote. And he's out. Number two, it shows that Republicans and Democrats can work together. I mean, it's sad how that's what it took. It took going after another member and still a very popular member with the Republicans. But wow, I have never seen Republicans and Democrats align so quickly and on something that is so divisive that isn't a necessarily bipartisan effort. So yeah, it shows that there is that sort of ability. So when Congress is sorry, we got people on both sides of the aisle, we're not going to. No, it looks like there are some things, you know, you guys do agree upon. Number three is it also tells us that things will happen in Congress without there being a backup plan. So now it seems a little chaotic. Who's going to replace McCarthy? Well, McCarthy's accession into the speakership was already tumultuous. It took 15 rounds of voting. I think the similar Republicans who were not a fan of him being the speaker kept holding out for 15 rounds, and then they accepted him based on promises he made, and then they said he didn't make those promises or stick to those promises. But when people said, well, then who else? Let's do Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan's like, I don't want it. Now Jim Jordan may be running. I think Jim Jordan has agreed to be nominated for speaker. And I don't know if it's because he really wants to, but because right now the House is in limbo. And so, we, you know, things will get done without a plan. That's what's always frustrated me. Obamacare was planned without there being a plan. And look at what happened. Marijuana, which I voted to legalize in my state, got pushed through without the infrastructure in place. How are we checking individuals that could be under the influence? What are we doing about keeping it out of the schools? So when we think that something happens in government because there has been decades and decades of research and infrastructure and plan in place, this shows us no, it doesn't. Right? I mean, when things happen, it happens. Number three or four, whatever I'm on right now, is it shows that if people don't think you represent them, this is a representative democracy. You're out. So you can get into office, and you might be able to get into office, but if people don't think you are doing the job that you were supposed to do and you don't keep to your promises, this has now reminded all politicians that in a heartbeat, that depending on the position you hold, you could be out. And so if a politician gets into a position saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and it doesn't happen, you know, then there needs to be transparency. They need to explain why it's not happening. But it also shows that if somebody doesn't like you, they're not going to change your mind that much. It's fascinating how during these primaries, Republican primaries, Democratic primaries, you see people just enemies fighting each other. Then all of a sudden, oh, no, they get along. Well, so it is a little chaotic right now. I think Nancy Pelosi got an office because she was House Speaker Emeritus, and they got rid of that office. And it sounds like what's going to happen, the next thing that's going to happen is what the very conservative, on the spectrum of things in terms of the Republicans that ousted McCarthy, they've shown how powerful they could be with only eight of them. Because they could get the Democrats to work with them. And so whoever becomes Speaker now has to realize that they also have to listen to the minority. And that there's things that the Republican Party wanted to get done, they're going to want to get done. I'm mixed on the subject because I understand to get something done, you need compromise. I'm still blown away why we have every year, a couple times a year, we're being told that the government's going to shut down. Every year, the government's going to shut down. And you're like, that really kind of looks stupid. I mean, compared to other governments, we're always about to shut down. Why? And then it always has to do with spending. And then we can't agree what to spend money on. There's got to be a little bit of a better system in place so it isn't always this chaos, because then what happens, then there's all this, you know, lack of planning when it comes to how to make sure the government can run smoothly. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of the largest strikes in history right now is that of Kaiser Permanente. And 2023 is definitely the year of the strike, and I think more are coming. We have the auto workers, we had SAG, Writers Guild. There's the strikes. I think more strikes are going to keep coming. And sadly, it's a sign of political unrest, economic unrest. We really need leadership right now. And these strikes are very deleterious to the industry, even though many of them might be necessary. And if these workers aren't getting heard and they aren't getting their needs addressed, sometimes the only way for them to be heard are strikes. So I understand, and I support healthcare workers, I support teachers, I support workers who feel like they don't have a voice. On the other end, we do have to understand that these strikes, you know, might produce results that then affect all of us. And so if prices do go up or wages go up, labor costs go up, it's going to get translated to us. It never seems to take away the profits of these companies. I don't know if Hollywood execs are really going to take pay cuts. But you bet your butt movies are going to cost more, or, you know, streaming services. So when these strikes happen, it's not always a good thing, and even for the workers that have to get off, leave work. So 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers have walked off the job. It's for 3 days. What I'm being told is doctors and nurses are still going to work, but keep in mind you have a lot of individuals off the job, so there may be some rescheduling out of abundance of caution to make sure that certain medical activities are not going to be compromised. And any non-emergent, shall we say, care that has to be postponed will. And this is one of the largest. The strike kind of comes as people are concerned about their pay, their benefits, more secure work environments. They're demanding improved staffing levels. They're arguing that current staff shortages are compromising patient care. Many workers are at a breaking point. And that's why, like I said, I support them reaching out and them making their issues known, because we take things for granted. And, you know, nurses and staff and dietitians and pharmacists and doctors, you know, they don't have time to sit and tell a patient and then hope that that patient goes and tells the media. Yeah, the industry has to cover their own back, so they have to make their case known that this is not sustainable. And people say, well, gosh, how can you take off work for 3 days? It's going to kill patients. They have made plans where doctors and nurses can still be there working. Nothing emergent, you know, should be affected too badly. But because Kaiser, you're kind of stuck. I don't think you could go out of the Kaiser system to get care. And many of these hospitals do have locum tenens, and they do have other nurses and medical professionals they could call on to come in. But 75,000 workers is a lot to replace. So right now, the picket lines include nursing staff, dietary workers, receptionists, optometrists, pharmacists. And it does expire. Oh, their contract expired, according to CNN, on September 30th. I believe they are going to return to work the late night of the 7th or early morning of the 8th. And so in a statement from Kaiser, they said, our team is available 24/7 to continue bargaining with the coalition until we reach a fair and equitable agreement. We must remain optimistic that there is still time to find an agreement before any of the work stoppages called by the coalition begins 6 a.m. Wednesday. Well, that was their statement last night, and apparently there was no deal, so Kaiser workers struck. And so one issue that many of these healthcare industries or teaching industries, when they do strike, are concerned about is lack of staff. Okay, well, every employer, and I can't speak for every employer, but I can speak for myself, lack of staff sucks. And we are always trying to rectify it. You know, getting people to come to work when there's at-home options. Remember, if you kind of look, when teachers strike, when healthcare workers strike, and they strike, you know, for part of the reason, say, well, there's staff shortages. They're, you know, getting people to come to a job that's not at home, where they could work multiple jobs, where they have access to their pets and kids. You know, you can't work remotely all the time in the healthcare industry or in the teaching industry. So it is a lot harder these days. And now that we gave people the option after COVID to now take a on-site job. There was a, I believe in fast food, I'm going to find you guys a story. Somebody who was working by a fast food counter was shot because the guy that he gave change to didn't think he got proper change. Right? People are fearful of being around other people. If they could be home and work and make money, they'd rather do it. Who wouldn't? And so you have these industries that need, you know, all hands on deck, boots on the ground, you there, you know, doing a shift from 6 to 6. And, yeah, they're having trouble staffing. And it is on the employer to find staff. Many of them have to go to out of the country and staff from people out of the country who want jobs. And so it costs money to do that. It costs a lot of money. So when I hear that people are striking because there's not enough staff, that's not an exorbitant ask. It means they're saying we need help. And so whenever, you know, people always say, oh, these strikers are ruining things, they're being selfish. Striking saying there's not enough staff. Now, keep in mind, many of these companies fired people who didn't get vaccinated. I mean, that is on the employer. If you had a colleague that came to work every day and then they got canned in 2021 for not getting a vaccine, I'd be on the picket line too. That's really ridiculous what happened with that. But when you do see that they're complaining, look, we're doing it ourselves, get us more staff, it's a cry for help. And it has to be listened to. The pay raise, I think they're asking for a 6.5% pay raise. I don't know if I have the exact details. Yeah, they want a 6.5% raise in the first 2 years of the labor contract, 5.7% raise in the next 2 years. That sounds like a lot, but when you look at inflation, things are 30, 40, 50% up. Some things 100% up. That's not a lot. And so a concern I have is that amount might not be enough. And so I also don't know that if when you do have a strike and you are negotiating, if the employer says, look, we're going to do this pay raise, but then you guys can't strike, or, you know, this agreement has to be in place till 2030. Or all I know is that's not going to be enough. But I was surprised that it's only 6.5%. It sounds like a lot, but considering where we are right now, I'm fascinated that they didn't ask for more. So we're being told that doctors and most registered nurses are not striking, but patient care may be affected because of all the other individuals that aren't working. Not to mention, there's, you know, if there are picket lines and you can't get to where you need to, you can't get to parking, that it is going to interrupt patient flow. They say the hospitals and emergency departments are remaining open. They say our facilities will continue to be staffed by our physicians, trained and experienced managers and staff. And in some cases, we will augment with contingent workers. So 2023 has definitely been a year of the strike, and I am expecting more. I think when workers see, especially from healthcare, if workers see Kaiser Permanente workers make gains, and mind you, we have a healthcare industry that is not up to speed. Yeah, we have fantastic doctors, fantastic nurses, fantastic staff. We just don't have the infrastructure. There's not enough beds. There's not enough staff. There's not proper, I think many individuals are still underpaid when I'm hearing some of their salaries. And so expect more groups of medical and probably others in other industries to strike as well. But this is a sign of something deeper. People aren't happy. And when they're not happy, and they can't complain to Biden, or they can't complain to Trump, or they can't complain to somebody who they think, you know, is in charge and can help and can make a difference, then they're going to complain or fight who they can. And, you know, their employer. Now, mind you, I think Kaiser makes big profits, but I get that a lot of these employers out there are really feeling the pinch. And so they are not going to just pay themselves less salary. They're going to transfer these extra costs on these pay raises to the consumer. And so that's going to then lead to more unrest. And the more you pay somebody, the higher the employer raises the retail cost or the service cost. And so when somebody says, look, I can't afford to go to a restaurant anymore, you need to pay me more, they're not wrong. Things are getting more expensive. The problem is the more you raise wages, the more the cost goes to consumer, and then things are more expensive, so you have to raise wages again. So when it comes to healthcare, it's always scary when there's a strike. This is one of the largest we've seen. It sounds like Kaiser is still going to keep things open. For those of you that waited months to have an appointment that got canceled, you're probably going to wait more months. Not ideal. It's a shame. But we'll see what comes out of this. But mark my words, we're going to see a lot more strikes. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
When the wall made me crash my car, it made me feel 3 feet Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been ousted. That vote came despite a passionate plea from Oklahoma's Republican Congressman Tom Cole. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was evicted from her private Capitol office by the new Speaker pro tempore Patrick McHenry. Pelosi responded saying, "With all of the important decisions that the new Republican leadership must address, which we're all eagerly awaiting, one of the first actions taken was to order me to immediately vacate my office in the Capitol." The former speaker said office space doesn't matter to her, but it seems to be important to them. UAW employees of Ford Motor Company say a 20% raise offered by the automaker is absolutely not enough. They want at least a 30% pay hike. Day two of former President Trump's civil trial is in the books. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
DOCDALI. All right, so I got a fascinating message. One of my listeners asked me to give more financial advice because they think that I have made some very, very smart financial moves. And they go, "Why don't you talk more finances?" I don't think I have made good financial moves. I paid off my student loans. I think that was probably a mistake. Especially since there's always politicians saying to you know, asking to. I paid off my student loans. I don't think that was a smart move. Some of the other moves I made were not very aggressive or high risk, and I never really had a lot of extra money per se because there was family demands and needs that, you know, people died and nobody paid for their funeral, so I had to. I definitely am no financial guru, and please do not emulate any financial move I made. I was very, very fortunate to invest in a home in Las Vegas and then be able to flip it, things like that. But by no means am I as successful as other individuals. And another mistake I made is I chose private school. When, you know, for the kids, I had to do it because, you know, we had stalkers and I wanted to know that the kids were safe and there were guards and gates and things like that because I just didn't trust some of the people who were trying to enter the house and mailing things to the house. But, a lot of public schools are still pretty good. And so it would have been nice to save some money some of those years. That's why my kids go to UNLV. And they go to state school because I went to UNLV. My husband went to UNLV. UNLV is a fantastic school. And we definitely chose to save money that route. But thank you. I'm honored. But no, I think one of the mistakes I made is I rushed to pay off my student loans. And I didn't make hefty payments. But I made it such a priority that while other people invested, I didn't. I just didn't want the loans. And mind you, my husband's loans were even more than mine. He went to chiropractic school. See, me, I kept my loans at a minimum because I waited tables when I was in medical school. You weren't supposed to, you didn't have time to hold a job, but I needed to. And so I waited tables. Also, one of my family members needed to go to college and my parents wouldn't pay any, so I waited tables and gave him money for that. So it was a very, please don't emulate me. But what is happening on the student loan front? Well, I guess Biden wants to cancel another $9 billion in student loan debt. Now, what he wants to do is provide relief to 125,000 borrowers. I guess there's all this massive chaos because people had to start repaying their loans after a 3-year pause. I think the pause was nice. You didn't have interest, but, you know, we changed a lot of things after the pandemic, and I don't think we should have changed the simple economic premise of you borrow money, you pay it back. That's just, credit cards, mortgages, car payments. You know, if you say, look, just because of COVID, you don't have to pay back student loans, people are going to be asking, they already are, what about my car? What about my mortgage? What about, and honestly, I'm only paying my bare minimum mortgage just in case somebody decides to say, let's wipe off everybody's housing debt. You know, you might as well take advantage of it. the taxpayer, their back is going to be broken, and it's not the smartest move. However, I do understand that we have a problem that needs to be addressed seriously, and it's the cost of school. It's the cost of college. When I see medical students $500,000 in debt, I'm like, what the hell is that? You know, one school may charge $50,000 a year, another school $18,000 a year. What are you getting at that other school? Well, we're getting prestige. Really? And then to have student loan debt written off, I mean, I would have loved to go to Pepperdine. I would have loved to go to Stanford, to some of these, you know, fancier schools. I'm glad I didn't. I love the fact that I went to UNLV, and then for medical school, UNR. I did my last year at UCLA. But, if I knew that I could have borrowed more money, have it written off, there were some fancy schools. I couldn't afford to go to these schools, so I didn't. What I did is I stayed within my means. And I've worked. And I've continually worked. So I have no problem with student loan payback if you end up working for underserved areas, if you move to a rural area to provide badly needed health care. I think it is completely fine for, you know, if you are taking on more duties and more hardship to leaving your family, uprooting your family away from your other family, to provide services in areas that are in bad need of engineers or marketers or law or medicine, whatever, trades. I do agree that having a sort of payback system or student loan debt, I don't want to say elimination, but funds to help pay that off or part of that off, I think that is absolutely within our realm, because we do have many areas of part of America that do need help. But it's not, we're just going to write off everything. And so, you know, the White House now, I guess, wants to use $5.2 billion for 53,000 borrowers who work in public service, $2.8 billion in new debt relief for the forgiveness for 51,000 borrowers enrolled in income-driven repayment plans, $1.2 billion for nearly 22 borrowers who have a disability. Now, this, when you have somebody with a disability and they became disabled and now are struggling to pay their payments, I completely understand that. And I do like that now, if you've noticed, whenever you apply for a job, they always ask if you have a disability. And it does help you get to the front of the pile in many jobs. And so being able to find work, being able to pay off the student loans, get some student loan relief, I'm fine with. But why is it taking billions and billions of dollars? When I see what these colleges are charging, it's kind of ridiculous. And you and I are paying for that. And I've said this from the beginning. If colleges really want students to have student loan debt relief, then why don't you write the debt off? Why does it have to be Joe the plumber? You know, or Mary the teacher, or the, you know, who paid off her student loans? Why, if it, you know, if why doesn't the this billions of dollars go to be asked from the colleges? Guys, you know, you charge the students 60, 70 grand a year. We want to write 10,000 of it off. Give us some money. These colleges made the money. They got the money. And my biggest fear is we are going to plan, we are going to eventually legislate that student loan debt gets written off, such that then colleges are going to then, or colleges will be subsidized, just like Obamacare. So what's going to happen? The rates are going to go up. When Obamacare caused our health insurance rates to skyrocket, that's because Obama and Sebelius and everybody else, Pelosi, who passed the Obamacare, said we are going to reimburse the insurance companies. So is that what they're going to now do, reimburse colleges? And so now colleges are going to say, great, let's raise our rates so we get more money. I'm not anti-college. I went to college. I've worked in academia. But if it's taking billions upon billions of dollars to write off student loan debt, why don't we turn to the colleges and see if they can help? Because they're the ones that got the money. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we just spoke about a reluctance for people to go back to the office and get back into the swing of things with work. Well, that reluctance since the COVID pandemic also translated to seeing one's primary care doctor or primary care provider and getting regular preventative care. And being a family doctor, I'm lonely. You know, that's been pretty disappointing. And one in four U.S. adults don't have a primary care provider. Joining us next is Dr. Saria Sicosio. East Region Chief Medical Officer for Carilion Health, to talk to us about how important it is and how easy it is to follow up for primary care. Dr. Sicosio, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Dr. Dahlia.
Well, we appreciate everything you and your team do. So talk to us about what you're seeing in terms of the numbers and people's enthusiasm for getting primary care visits done.
Well, you said it. Only one in four aren't seeing a family physician, and it's important that all of individuals, all adults, are getting their primary care that they need. So it's important to get started. So let's jump right in. Not only do we want to see patients whenever they're sick, but we want to see them when they're well. That's the best way to start. So don't wait for an illness to occur or a condition to creep up. Go see your primary care provider to start that relationship.
And, you know, people are a little apprehensive. You know, if they have been home for a long period of time, many people think that they're going to wake up the sleeping giant. And the anxiety that people have to get over that doctor visit is starting to grow. And what sort of, tips or suggestions do you have to, allow a better experience?
Well, that's right. People have been afraid to see their doctor for years and years, and it has absolutely worsened with COVID. So we want to get people back into the office. First thing is first, schedule that healthy start or that wellness visit to make sure we connect with you, that you're connected to your PCP. And once you have that appointment scheduled, prepare for that visit. You must have all types of questions. How can I be healthy? If I'm having any symptoms, what are they? What might they mean? And absolutely bring your list of medications with you. In fact, along with that list, you might want to consider bringing a family member or a friend. Two sets of ears are better than one. Healthcare can be complicated, and we want to make sure you hear everything and know the best path on your own healthy journey.
Dr. Sicosio, you're so correct about that, because some of us do get stage fright. And I've even done that, where I get so, enthralled in what we might be talking about that I forget, I wanted to ask them about this, 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 and this. So you want to make sure you have that organized, or have somebody with you that can be your advocate. And also, don't forget to ask about family history. What should we be doing about breast cancer and things like that? You're so right. What other tips and recommendations do you have?
Well, you brought up breast cancer, and it is Breast Cancer Month. Make sure we're addressing that. All of the screenings are important. And just as I prepare my 71-year-old mother for whenever she's going into her office visits, take your notes, know what you want to ask, and this is the most important piece. Speak up. So often we play the guess what I'm thinking game, or maybe I'll give you some symptoms, but I won't tell you what I'm most afraid of, and we hope the doctor either confirms or figures out what is going on. Make sure you're being open and honest, because this is your time. This is your time to discuss the concerns that you have that are most personal to you. That exam room is sacred, and we want to make sure you feel safe and comfortable speaking up. That being said, when you do speak up and we're having a conversation in the exam room, don't leave the pen at home. Bring it with your paper and take notes. So take notes on what you're hearing, on the questions that you've asked, the answers that you've received. That's really, really important.
Mm-hmm. And Carilion Health has been such a huge advocate and such a huge pivot in our healthcare system in terms of primary care. Can you talk to us a little bit about what Carilion Health provides?
Absolutely. And what we enjoy and are grateful for are the relationship with our patients. We provide advanced primary care. That means that we take care of the whole person, mind and body, because it all matters. We want to make sure that you are the healthiest that you can be, and we recognize every patient is different, and this is why we meet them where they are on their own journey.
We love that. Any other tips or anything else you'd like to share with my listeners today?
points I want you to take away from this, Dr. Dahlia, and for all of your listeners, is speak up in the exam room, and when you finish that appointment, make sure you get a recap. Sometimes we can forget all of this important information. Even when we're writing things down, we may miss something. Ask your PCP, what's most important from this visit? What did we talk about? What do I need to change? What can I work on to be my most healthiest self?
Exactly. And also, if I could add, make a follow-up. Many people will leave, and then when they try to call and make a follow-up, it could take months down the line. Find out if you, when you do see your provider, if a follow-up, when they want that to happen, and then as you leave, ask front desk to set that up for you.
That's so important. As we know, our care should be continuous. We have one body for ourselves. Take good care of it. And speaking of follow-up, when you have questions or if you want to recap from what we talked about today, go to our website, carilonhealth.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again so much, Dr. Sicosio. We really appreciate you coming on. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia, and be well.
You too. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love that she came on, a lot of good points. And I got to tell you, I do the same thing. You know, when I had to see my surgeon, or after I had my hysterectomy, there were tons of questions I had. And unfortunately, some questions you have breed new questions. And then you walk out of there going, "Oh, I should have thought of this." And many of you, the reason why I am so busy as a telemedicine physician is because many of you had just seen your medical provider but said, "Oh, they didn't address this, 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 or this. Or I forgot to ask them that I need a medication for the winter. And since I don't have a follow-up till next spring, I need to be covered with my winter medications." Organization is key. And I'm not a big lister. I don't make lists. I should. I always tell you guys, make a shopping list, make your medicine list, I got to tell you, the lists work. Now, I know some of you say that your doctor hates that. They walk in, they see you have a list, they grab the list out of your hand and go, "Let me just pick what's most important." Because I get it as, being on the other side, sometimes somebody could have 22 questions. And the visit isn't long enough to manage all 22 questions. I get that. So make sure your list isn't 22 questions long. But if you do have 22 questions, let them know, "Look, there's a lot of things I need to ask you about. If we don't have enough time, can I follow up next week? Can I follow up in a month? You know, which of these can we handle today and which of these can we handle again?" Because these are issues. And primary care providers understand that it's not just about your earache or just about a UTI or just about your prostate. They understand that if we're primary care, we have to manage it all. Your blood pressure, your diabetes, your cholesterol risk, your cancer risk, your abnormal moles, your eye floaters. We get that. But don't be afraid to see a primary care provider, because I got to tell you, we're really, really falling off the curb with health because we're not doing our regular checkups. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.